I have a great pedigree. Geniuses are not born every day. In fact, it happens quite rarely. The emergence of such an artistic phenomenon as Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky is an exceptional event. He determined development of music throughout the 19th and 20th centuries up to our time. As a man of art, Tchaikovsky had deep genealogical and spiritual roots. His family tree shows several ancestral lines in different colors. On the paternal side, Tchaikovsky's and Pashkov's, and Azier's, Wittig's, Popov's, and Rykovsky's on the maternal side. Pyotr didn't know about his ancestors, as most of this data was collected in the early 2000s. Particularly interesting are the composer's roots on his maternal side, with French and German roots intertwined. Michel Victor Azier and Maria Christina Eleonora Wittig. Michel Victor, the composer's great-grandfather, was born in Versailles and stood out as the only artist among Tchaikovsky's ancestors. He studied sculpture at Académie Royale in Paris and specialized in porcelain plastic art. He moved to Saxony, where in 1764 he became the Modelmeister of the famous Meissen Porzellan Manufacturer. After retiring in 1779, he lived in Dresden for the rest of his life. Meissen's factory supplied its production to a number of European countries, including Russia, and several of Azier's works made it into the Hermitage Museum. Four of them are on display in this hall. Michel Victor's son, Michael Heinrich Maximilian, moved to Russia, where in 1800 he was naturalized. He Russified his first and last name and became Andrei Mikhailovich Azier's. He had a bright career with the Russian government and married Yekaterina Vasilyevna Popova, the daughter of a Russian Orthodox priest in St. Petersburg. However, he did not give up his Catholic faith. Portraits of Tchaikovsky's grandfather and grandmother are displayed in this hall. Yekaterina Mikhailovna Popova was the offspring of two priestly dynasties, Popovs and Rykovskis. They lived, studied, and served all over Russia, in St. Petersburg, in Moscow, namely in the currently functional Church of St. Theodore the Studite, as well as in Kiev, Vologda, and Belozersk. One may speculate that the composer's interest in Russian church music had genetic roots. Pyotr was a history buff. He would have definitely been interested in the fact that his grandfather on his paternal side, Pyotr Fyodorovich Tchaikovsky, and great-grandfather on his maternal side, Mikhail Ivanovich Popov, both studied in the mid-1760s at the same school, the Kiev Academy, which we know from studying their school records. It is quite likely that they were friends. Two distinguished personalities among the members of the paternal side should be mentioned. The aforementioned Pyotr Fyodorovich Tchaikovsky also studied at the St. Petersburg Military Hospital, served as a regimental physician, and fought in the Russian-Turkish War. Later, he moved to the Urals, where he worked as a town physician in Kungur and Viatka, and a city provost in Slobodskaya and Glazov. In 1875, he was granted a title of nobility. His son, Ilya Petrovich Tchaikovsky, lived a long, eventful life. After graduating from the St. Petersburg Mining Cadets Corps in 1837, he became the director of the Kama Votkinsk factory in the Urals, and later ran other factories as well. In 1858, he was appointed the director of the St. Petersburg Technology Institute. He was married three times, had eight children from the first two marriages, and, in 1840, he fathered a young genius. Displayed in the hall are the portraits of Ilya Petrovich and his wife, a graduate of the St. Petersburg Patriotic Institute, Alexandra Andreevna Azier. This was Andrei Mikhailovich Azier's daughter. The picture is of them as a young couple. There is an 1848 family photo of the Tchaikovsky family and a photo of Tchaikovsky's parents from a later period. There is also the icon of the Blessed Virgin Mary, under which Tchaikovsky's children were born, and Pyotr's birth certificate. The place where Tchaikovsky was born was the Votkinsk factory director's mansion, where the Tchaikovskys lived until 1848. Later, the city of Votkinsk grew around it. The landscape view and a picture of the mansion are on display in this hall. The elder Tchaikovsky's children received an excellent homeschooling, which included French language classes. Music had great importance in family life. His father played the flute, his mother sang and played piano. There was a machine called the orchestrion, which played various musical compositions, including those of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, who was Little Piotr's favorite composer. The Austrian composer would become Tchaikovsky's spiritual father, and later Piotr would say, "I owe to Mozart my lifetime devotion to music." The sculpture of Mozart symbolizes the link between these two great names in the history of music. As a child, Piotr showed a tendency for creativity. After taking his scheduled piano lessons, he would improvise on the instrument, and at the age of 7, he started to write poetry in French. An autographed copy of one of his first verses is on display here. Two more items of earlier origin can be found in the exhibition. The scrawls of the 4-year-old boy scribbled in his father's letter to his mother. One could claim that these are the first signatures of the genius. Let's look at another Tchaikovsky hallmark. Displayed on the walls of the hall are lines from the 1812 overture, which mixes the Russian melody of the Eastern Orthodox Troparion to the Holy Cross with the French national anthem La Marseillaise. The overture was written for the inauguration of the Christ the Savior Cathedral in Moscow in 1880. The crosstalk of these two themes is highly symbolic, since it reflects the intertwining of two national lines in the composer's ancestry. It is worth pointing out that his mother, who was of French-Russian origin, was born in August 1812, when the war between Russia and France had reached its highest point.